We're learning Masechtas Mayitkan, Naftesim and Aleph. We're going to go through the sugya, which starts in Nafchesim and Beis, Einoisim Noshim Mamayit. The Mishnah says, Einoisim Noshim Mamayit, Lebesulis, Leamanis, Leamiyamin. And the Mara explains, why Taka can't you get married, Oduibim, on Chalamayit? The Gemara says four reasons. One reason is Eim Ivan Simcha B'Simcha, which the Gemara here in the Aftestam and Aleph learns out from the Pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech. The second is V'Samachta B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha, you'll be Miniach Simcha Saregel V'Isik B'Simcha Sishtei. The third reason is Eim Ne'at Terech, there'll be too much work and bother for Chol HaMoed. And the fourth is Ne'ebitul Piri V'Rivya, that people shouldn't push off the Chasna to the Regel when they don't have work anyway. The Rashi and the Riv says that according to the time of Eim Ivan Simcha B'Simcha, this can apply to any two Simchas. You learn out from Shlomo HaMelech, the Simchas Beis HaMikdash couldn't be Beregel. According to the other Taimim, just Nisuin would be Asur. Now, the Rambam, in Perek Zayin Hilchos Yontav Halacha de Zayin, he writes, V'Einoisim Noshim B'Moed, V'Einoisim Noshim V'Loi Miyam B'Moed, V'Eishle Shtakach Simchas HaChag B'Simchas HaNisuin. That sounds clearly like the time of a Samachta B'Chagecha V'Loi V'Yishtecha, that the Simchas HaChag will be forgotten by the Simchas HaNisuin. Sounds like he's passing like the time of Rabbi Bar Avuna. But the Rabbi Menilchus Ishus, Perek Yod Halacha Yedalad, he brings down the din of Einoisim Noshim, Be'er Shabbos, Ein Sachar Shabbos, Shabbos, Afilu B'chol Shemayit Einoisim Noshim, K'may Shabbi Aynu, Fishayim Ayvin Simcha B'Simcha, Shanem Amalei Shu Azayis, V'nit Nolachal Gam Azayis. So there he does say the Tam of Eim Ayvin Simcha B'Simcha, and he brings the Makar, not from the Makar of the Gemara, which Shleim HaMelech, he brings the Makar, that Tosis brought down from the Yerushalmi, Mali Shavu Azayis. Now, Lecha Mishnah is Ma'ir, so how come in Hilchas Yamtif, he brought the Tam of Simach Nebuchadgecha V'loi V'Ishtecha, which would only apply to Simchas Yamtif, and here in Hilchas Ishus, he brings down the Tam of Eim Ivan Simcha B'Simcha. So he says, because the Rambam first wanted to bring the Tam that was Muskam, that everyone agrees to Simach Lechech V'Loi B'Ishtecha, the Tam of Eim Ivan Simcha B'Simcha is a Machlekes, so he brought that later. And he says that even in Hilchas Yantif, he does bring it at the end, because when he says, Ma'arisim Noshim B'Moyin, we've actually asked Sudis Erisim V'Loi Sudis Nisuin, Kadesh Le'arim Simcha Cheris B'Simcha Sachak. When he brings Kadesh Le'arim Simcha Cheris B'Simcha Sachak, that's not the same time he brought just earlier, Kadesh Le'tishtakach Simcha Sachak B'Simcha Sanisuin. That sounds like Eim Ivan Simcha B'Simcha. Now, Kama Achreinim, including the Beis Meir and Simon Samach Beis, say that the Rambam needed both Taimim. Agamar is talking about Einoisim Noshim B'Moed, the Nisuin, not the Sudas Nisuin. The Nisuin is Asur, because if Samach B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha, if you're going to get married, you're going to forget about the Simcha Sachak. But there's another Isser for the Suda. Let's say you got married not during the Regel, but the Suda, the Sudas Nisuin is during the Regel. So that's the lashon of the Rambam. He starts off Ein Neisim Noshim L'Miyam B'Moed Kadesh L'Shtakach Simcha Sachag B'Simcha Sanesuin. That the Issa Nesuin is Shlishtakach Simcha Sachag. That's V'Samachta B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha. That's the time Maniach Simcha Sregel V'Isik B'Simcha Sanesuin. That's for the Nesuin. But then later in that halacha, when he says L'Vachal Yasas Sudas Erisin, and then he says V'Loi Sudas Nesuin, Kadesh Leis Ayav Simcha Zachar Simcha Zachag, that's for the Suda. The Suda, the problem is Eim Ayav and Simcha B'Simcha. Now there's a bit of a discussion in the Peskin. Are you allowed to get married before Yamtif and make the Sudas Nisuin on Yamtif? The Rambam is mash maklar that it's Asir, because the Rambam says Eim Arsin, you are allowed to be Ma'aris Nashim B'Mayit, who eventually asks the Sudas Arsin, V'loi Sudas Nisuin, Kadesh Leis Ayav Simcha Zachag. He said Eim Nasim. And then at the end of the Lach, he says, you can't make a Sudas Nisuin. So it sounds like there's two Isurim. There's an Isur to make the Nisuin even without the Suda. And that's what the Elam Nemzon, because it says, Einoisim Noshim B'Moed, it doesn't say a Suda. And later it says, Ma'arsin, you're allowed to be Ma'aris B'Moed. But then it says, Einoisim Sudas Erisin. So it sounds like even Ma'arsin is without a Suda, but Ma'arsin is Mutter, but Einoisim is not. Vice says, Nisuin is also even without a Suda. Then the Shaila is, what about the Suda without the Nisuin? So that's Mashmah, and it's also because the Rabbi makes another halacha that you can't make the Sudas Nesu'in. I'll say Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha. So they say, so the Simcha Tafkuf Me'vav already asked the Shaila. He says, the Rambam is Mashma, to get married Erev Yantif and have the Suda on Yantif would be Aser. But he says, you could say that the way. You could say, we're talking about this, that whenever the Suda was Erev Yantif, so then it's Mutter. So what's the case where you can't make a Sudas Nesu'in? Anyway, you can't make a Nesu'in. So he says, very simple, Ma'arzu Gurushasai. It says, Ava Ma'arzu Gurushasai, so that then there the Nesu'in is Mutter, but the Suda for being Ma'arzu Gurushasai, that you could say is Aser. That's a Sudas Nesu'in. But Al Kopanim, to me, it sounds like the Tut Stadi Ashayla is like this. The Gemara says, you're allowed to get married Erev HaRegel. Even though you're going to have the Shivas Yimei Mishnah during the Regel, and the Gemara says, because Ikas Simcha Chad Yayma. The reason why, the man, the Amrishim Simcha, Ikas Simcha Chad Yayma. The Simcha is the first day. So the first day, does that mean the first day that you got married? The day you got married, that's the Ikas Simcha. Mashen Kain, if you got married, and then you make the Chasim the next day, so it's not the day you got married, so you don't have the Simcha. Or no. Does it mean the first day that you make the Sudas Nesu'in, that first day of the Suda, you make a Suda for 7 days? That's how Nesu'in works. The Mishnah Shivas Yamin. But the first day of the Suda, that's the Ikas Simcha. The rest of them is just the Shevi Brachas. You don't have the same Simcha. But the first day of the Suda, even though that's not the day of the marriage, that's also Aser. That's how I see the Tut Stadim. So the Rambam, he says, is not Mamash Mefurish. Because maybe the Rambam, it says a Sudas Nesu'in, it means it has to be the day of the Nesu'in. I typically, it's Asas the Nesu'in. So the Beis Yosef says that it can be talking about Ma'arz the Gurushasai. Beis Yosef L'maisa, he's Medayik Rashi and Naftesim and Aleph. Rashi says, Mutu Lisa Erev Erego, Kolema Mutu Lechachila, V'avagav the Shivas Yamim Shal Asud Iyu Beregel. So he says, Rashi says, all 7 days are going to be Beregel. Nice days. You didn't make any Suda the first day. I saw in the Agoyis Tzunim in the Medurah's Ayiz Vahadar, he brings a Ksavya that says a Sheshes Yom Shal Suda would be then. And he says that's also what it says in the Rav Shleiman ben Ayasim, when they're saying them, they put out Rav Shleiman ben Ayasim, also has that Girsa, the Sheshes Yom Shal Suda will be Beregel. But the Beis Yosef had our Girsa in Rashi, so he's Medayik in Rashi, that if you have the Chasana on Erev Yom Tov, even though the Suda is on Yom Tov, it's Mutter. He also brings the Gai Sashmi, Perek Beis Asukah that way, and the Rivash Simon Reis Samach. And he brings a Steve in the Chuvas Arajma. One Chuvas Arajma is Kor Matter. The other one sounds like it's Aser. But he says, Safa Derbanan Lekula. And Shaila, if it's Aser, it's Mutter. We have Kamer, we have the Diak and Rashi, we have the Gai Sashmi, we have the Rivash, we have a Steve in the Rajma. So, by the Rabbanan, Zigol Lekula. And he says, Zuchay Nagu. To get married, Erev Yantif, and the Suda should be on Yantif, and that's what he passes in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tavkuf Mem Vav Siv Gimel. The Magen Avraham there says, no, Magen Avraham says, Lamaisa Magen Avraham is a falkel, but he says he can't make the Suda at night, because Lagabe that is called the Yom Mishin, because Alayla Alachachar Ayayim. It sounds like Magen Avraham is saying like this. We explained the Tut Stadim. Is it the Pshat when it says Yom Mishin, it means the day that he gets married, but the next day you can make the Sudas Nesu'in? Or Yom Mishin means the Yom Mishin of the Suda, even if it's the day after the marriage. The Magen Avraham is saying a different reason why you can't do it. Ein Hachinami, if you're going to make the Suda, if you're going to get married Erev Yantif, and push off the Suda for Yantif, that'll be Mutter. But to make it at night, that's also called the same day. Because Laila Halachachar Ayayim, that's the day. The day is the night. Person makes the Chuppah before Shkia, and makes the chasna by nacht, so that's called the same day. That's called the same day. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Magen Avraham is bothered with the Beis Yosef that he wrote Safed Darbana Lekulam. He tainas the Joshua of Samach Mechagecha Vloy Beishtecha would be a Joshua deraisa. And he brings Taisus. Tais Mechagecha Vloy Beishtecha says, Ika Joshua Vloy Asnach, the Taisus says over here. Also Tais and Ksuvah Snaf from Zion is Mavur, that it's the deraisa, like the Gilyan Hashash of Ekvege brings down. So Achrayim answer, getting married is the Raisa. But the Suda, when the marriage is Erev Yantif, that you could say is the Rabbanan. That's what the Beis Yosef Nemdan is the Rabbanan. And they also say another thing, that the Gemara in Sachem Nefayin Aleph says that Leila Rishayna is no din Simcha. So male the Simcha and the Leila Rishayna, That's also only in Issa D'Rabbana. The Mishnah Berurah brings us down in the Sharet Tzion, Sifkat and Tezvav. So let's just chazer over where we're holding. We started off a Shaila, the Rambam, does he pass with Samachta B'chagecha V'leiv V'nishtecha, or does he pass the name Ivan Simcha B'simcha, he brought from the Achreinim, that Lagabi the Nisuin, that you learn after Samachta B'chagecha V'leiv V'nishtecha, that it's Aser. But Lagabi the Suda, that he brings the name Ivan Simcha B'simcha, that it's Aser. The Shaila is, the Meshaisef discusses, is there such a thing as the Suda, if it's not the day of the Nisuin? Is that Iser? He brings a Shaila about it. He says, from the Rambam, it's not Mefurish, because you could say it is the day of the Nisuin. Why is the Narsas the Nisuin? He says, because the Narsas the Gurushasai. But he brings the Gai Sashmi and the Rivash say Klar, that there's no Issa to get married and then have the Suda the next day, to have the Suda at night, that's Yamtiv. And he brings the Mashmais of Rashi that way. And the Rajma, one of the Chuvas of Rajma says Klar, it's Mutav, but another one says it's Asir. But the Magen Avraham wants to be Machmir because he says that it's called the same day. The Laila Helechacharayay. Magen Avraham was saying that you should say Savak Deraisa Lechumra because the Samach Mechagecha is a Joshua Deraisa, and that the Achrayim say that maybe the Sudu that Nisun is the Rabbanan, or the first night doesn't have a Chi of Simcha Deraisa. Now, this Inyan, the Gemara in Ksuvis, the Taiz in Ksuvis, the context of the Taiz in Ksuvis from Zion is like this. The Gemara in Ksuvah says, I'm going to bring you a raya, I'm going to bring you a makar that the Maisi Adayim of Anara go to the father. Because since the Torah was Mezakah the father to be Maisi L'chuppah, if he wouldn't own the Maisi Adayim, how could it be Maisi L'chuppah? He's Mevatalah from the Maisi Adayim. And the Gemara says, that's not a raya, because maybe his Maslah B'Shabbos is V'yam Tovim. Now, there's an Issa D'Rabbanan to get married on Shabbos and Yantif, but there's no Issa D'Raisa. So you can find a time where there's no bitul malacha, Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Taisus asks, what do you mean Yom Tov? Is it Joshua Gemur like some Avur and Chagiga? So Taisus' first teretz is that we could be talking about Shah Achas Lefnei Yom Tov, which is Kiyom Tov Linyan Malacha, because the Sefes is the Raisa, and Mela, she can't do Malacha then, but there'll still be no Isser of a Samach B'chagecha V'loi V'ishtecha on Taisus Yom Tov. That's what Taisus says. Then Taisus says another teretz that the Nisuin without the Suda wouldn't be Asir, and everyone's bothered with that teretz. We won't go into that now. But on this teretz, and he says that we're talking about Taisus Yom Tov. Of either on Yom Tov he can't do a Samach B'chagecha V'loi V'ishtecha, but Taisus Yom Tov, she won't be able to do Malacha, there's an Issa Malacha. But there's no issa to get married, so that's meant when the Torah will be mezakah to be meisel l'chuba. There's no rayin that he owns the meisel yadayin. It could be on Taisus Yantif anyway, she can't do malacha, but the male there'll be no issa that. So, Frank Yobachanan, it sounds from Taisus that Taisus Yantif doesn't have all the din of Yantif. It wouldn't be have the din of Simchus Yantif, Simach l'checha v'lei b'ishtecha. It would only have an issa malacha. So, Yobachanan in Arve Psachim, on the Taisus there, it's Eish Reishit Beis and Arvei Psachim. Taisus asks Akasha, why does it say Arvei Psachim Samuch Minchal Yechal on the Matcha Tekshach, he can't eat until it gets dark, why can't you make Taisus Yantif and eat before it gets dark? So Taisus says, that since it says by Pesach, Malchus Masa B'Layla Hazeh, you need Layla, and Matzah Zizkish L'Pesach, Oibazoi, you can't be Yates in the midst of Matzah if it's not Layla. So Zog Yobachana, Vaisis, Taisus wasn't bothered, and Taisus held, you can't say that you can't be Yates in the midst of Matzah because it's only Taisus Yantif, and Taisus Yantif is only for Malacha. Vaisis, Taisus Yantif would also be for the midst of Matzah. So you see, there'll be an Isra of Matzah, there'll be a midst of Matzah, even on Taisus Yantif, not for the fact that you need Laila, you need Balaila Hazat. So it sounds like when you Makabal Yantif, you get all the Dina Yantif. So Taisin Ksuvis is Mashu when you Makabal Yantif, all you have in is Issa Malacha. You don't have an Isser of a Samachta B'chagecha of Simchas Yantif. Mashengin Taisin Sakhav is Mashma, when you Makabal Yantif, that's him, you wouldn't have a Mitzvah of Matzah, it's just for that you need Laila. So that's the steer in Taisus that he asks. So there's a Teretz that the Birch of Ram Diyam Sakhav brings from Rabbi Erl Soloveitchik, and he says that the Brisker Rav was masking to this Teretz. And the emesis of Rabbi Yashiv and the Oris and Masechet Ksuvos is mechayim to the same teretz. Now, like we said, really, Leil Yantif Rishon, the Gemara says in Pesachim that Fein Aleph is no din simcha. So why in Taisus say even a better teretz? You can get married on Leil Yantif Rishon. The Gemara says you can't get married on Chol HaMoed because of simcha. And midrabanan, you anyway can't get married on Lel Yom Tov Rishon, because there's an issur stam to do kedushin and nisuin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But lagabi the din simcha, there's no simcha on the first night. As I stated, the Gemara Masechet Nevi'im Aleph. So Zagin Zay, the Teretz is because the simcha is for a whole day. Like the Gemara says here, Ikka simcha is kad yoyma. So if you get married by night, enechinami, you're not being oivram v'simachna v'chagecha v'loy b'shtecha by night, but the simcha will be the whole day. The day of the Nisuan is the day of simcha. So the next day, the next morning, you're going to be violating the din. In other words, the Gemara's kasha was, even Erev Regal should be also, because you have the Shivis Mei Mishta. And for the Gemara, Ikka simcha is Yom Risha. Okay, but if you can get married by night, so when are you going to do the Issa? On Laila Rishayin, it's not a problem. You don't have a din simcha. But on the next day, you're going to have the problem. Oh, so Mela, now we understand why you get married in Taisus Yantif. Well, if there would be a din simcha of Laila Rishayin, that would apply to Taisus Yantif. But there's anyway no din simcha on Laila Rishayin. So if other Taisus Yantif can't have a din simcha, the whole Laila Rishayin doesn't have a din simcha. Why can't you get married by Laila Rishayin? Because then there'll be a simcha the next day, because of the Nisuin. The Nisuin is going to be on Yom Tov, and then the whole day is going to be a simcha. But here, since you're getting married on Taisus Yom Tov, Enechanami Taisus Yom Tov is din Yom Tov. But that's Lagabi Dine Yom Tov. Lagabi Simcha, if there'll be a din simcha, Balayla Vishayna, which there isn't. Lagabi Matzah, like he says, if it wouldn't be for the din that you need Laila. But Lagabi other dinim, Lagabi the Nisuin, the Nisuin is called being taking place in Erev Yom Tov, and the Mela, the Yom Rishon of the Nisuin, will only be Erev Yom Tov, and then Yom Tov wouldn't be Yom Rishon anymore. That's the Teretz from Rebbe Soloveitchik, which he said the Rav was masking to, and from Rebbe Yashiv. So Eibe Zay, if this is true, if you're going to Neman, there's no Simcha B'Layla Rishayna, and that day you can't get married, B'Layla Rishayna is only because there'll be a Simcha by day, Samel, the Magen Avraham is wrong. The Magen Avraham is saying, Laila halachachar ayayim. Which makes sense in Svara. But that's what the Magen Avraham says. That when you have the Simcha by day, so that the day, the Yom Rishon of the Simcha means the Laila halachachar ayayim. But Vexach the Kasha, but anyway, Laila Rishayna is a Muhid from Simcha. The Chemin Meshach ran to ask this Kasha the Magen Avraham. He says, he can't ask it to get married on Erev Yantif and having the Suda on Yantif because Laila halachachar ayayim. Because anyway, the Laila, there's no Chi of Simcha. Like the Gemara says, M'sachamay and Aleph, the first night of Yom Tov is no Din Simcha. But that's not so Pashit. I want to say of interesting, the Turi Evin, the Chagiga, the Avchasim and Beis, where the Gemara there brings the Din of Einaisim, Nashim, and Moed, also Samachta, B'chagecha, V'loi, B'ishtecha, he asks the Kasha, the Mishnah in Beya, the Aflam of Avim and Beis, it says you can't be Mekadosh and Isha on Shabbos and Yom Tov, says also you can't be Miyabim on Yom Tov. From the Shvusim, that's us and Yadav is Eim Miyadim. In fact, the Turi Evin, a Gvaldig Akasha, there in Bey it says that there's an Issa to be Miyadim als Yom Tov, als Gzeri Mishum Ksiva. Here it says you can't even be Miyadim Chalamayim, they should Simcha Yilai. So why do they have to make a din Shvus? They can't be Miyadim on Yom Tov. Because of Gzeri Al Shvus, typically, anyway, you can't do it Al Simcha, Masmach Mechagech, Amlai Bishtecha, as they affect the Turi Evin. So he says, and Afkimina is, he says, for the first day, the first night, I mean, the first night, there's no Din Simcha. So Al Simcha, you can be Miyavim. He also says Afkimina for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a Din of Yom Tov, but there's no Din Simcha in Rosh Hashanah. So Mela, for there, you need an Isidur Abana Vemiyavim. So you see, very interesting, now like Taisin Suvis. Taisin Suvis and Zion says, on Taisin Yantif you can get married. It doesn't say you get married Laila Rishayna. The Turi Evin says, you taka can get married Laila Rishayna be their Isa, because there's no Din Simcha of Laila Rishayna. The Gaius Baruch Tan asked the Kasha of Reberel and of Yashas Svara. He says, even if Laila Rishayna is away from Simcha, affect the Baruch Tan, but you can have Simcha the whole Yom Echad, and then the next day you're going to have a simcha because of the chasana. Mamish, the Baruch Tam is saying, I mean, you see from Taisin Ksuvis that Avai Laila Rishayna and Allah to get married also Samach Lechaglai Vishtecha, even though it's a muid from simcha. But Taisin still says you can marry by Taisin Yom Tov. And the Baruch Tam asks a kasha on the Turi Evin that if you can get married there, even though then there's no din simcha by Laila Rishayna, but you'll have simcha the whole day. Mamish like Rebel and Rabbi Yashar's Svara. But anyway, the Baruch Tam also says that you could say that the din of Shalmei Simcha, you don't have the first night. Because the Gemara says that the Zvicha Shlam has to be B'Shah Simcha. But that's not clear that the Sharmine Smachas, there's a Bezunder din of Shalmei Simcha. B'Smach Mechagachi after Ein Simcha L'Vasa Shlam. That you don't have the first night. But the din, that other Mine Simchas, that could be even B'Leil L'Rishayna. While Kapanim in the Rabbanan, you could say it's B'Leil L'Rishayna. So if he's there, he could be Miyash of the Magen Avraham. That the Laila Halach Achar Hayayin, even though he's saying the Laila is not Simcha, maybe he does have it in Simcha. Maybe what the Gemara Sachem and the Ayin Avzim and Mayit is only from Shalmei Simcha, or maybe Minarabanan to be a Din Simcha. Now, in the Etzim Din of Eim Arvin Simcha L'Simcha, like we stood over from Rashi in the Rif, that if you hold that the Din is Al Samachta V'Chagecha V'Loi V'Yishtecha, that would only apply to Nesuin. If the din is Eim Arvin Simcha Simcha, that would apply to other Simchas as well. But that's a Shaila. Taisa really talks about the Shaila. Taisa in Maskam Nebitl Periv Rivya asks the Shaila, could you make a bris mila on Chol HaMoed? Could you make a Suda's bris? He says you could. He says, even if you're Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, you still can make a Suda's bris mila. He says, two times. He says, first of all, there's no Simcha because it's Tzara D'Yanuka. Like the Gemara says in Ksuvus Daf Chesem and Aleph, you don't say she simcha memeina by Yisudas bris mila because it's tired the Anuka. And he says another time because it's zmane kavua. So zmane kavua se'en levatel zem nezet. Now the time of tired the Anuka is also brought in the Arzavua. Chelik Beisim Reish Halik Tes is brought in the Gaius Hashvi Mesech Lesuka Perek Beisim and Ches. This time that zmane kavua, I mean that tired the Anuka means it's not a simcha. So that's bris mila. So what about other celebrations? Taisus Pleit, what about Pidyon HaBen? Pidyon HaBen, you don't have Tzara D'Yanuka. How about Zmane Kavua? So he says, Einachanami could be, but how about Pidyon HaBen that you're going to make Shloim B'Zmana? Let's say you didn't make the Pidyon HaBen on the 30th day, and you want to make it now on Chol HaMoed, can you make a Suda of Pidyon HaBen? So Taisus says, two times in why it's Mutter. First of all, the we know Paschal name Arvin Simcha L'Simcha. We Paschal like Rav Ashi, the Daish is Mach Lechav Loi B'Shtachal. So according to that time, Einachanami, if you're old name Arvin Simcha L'Simcha, you can't make a Pidyon HaBen. And the Udvah is the way, the Udvah even holds you can't make a Bris Mila if you're old name Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. But the Udvah says we don't pass in that way. We don't pass in the time of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And that's the first Teres of Taisus. Well, in Maisa, other Rishayim clearly do pass in the way. We mentioned the Rambam Hilchos Ishus that says you do pass in Eim Arvin Simcha L'Simcha. That's why he says you can't get married B'Chol HaMoed. Also, the Rif and the Rush bring the whole sugya of Shlomo HaMelech. They sound like they do bask in the Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So even if Taisus and the Ritva are mitzad not to bask in Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, but the Rambam, the Rif and the Rush do bask in Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. But then Taisus says another teretz, the Chashivi Simcha except for Sudas Nesuin. That's the only thing that's considered a Simcha. And the Gaon says, okay, the Makar is because it's not Mashma that they're arguing Ladina, they're only arguing Mashmari's Darshan, not like Rashi and the Rift, they're arguing Ladina. So what will be the Pshat? The Pshat must be that only Simcha Sassuin is considered a Simcha to be called Eim Arvin Simcha L'Simcha. As I tainted the guy in the Makar, that only Suda Sassuin is called a Simcha. Now the Shulchan Aruch Takin Simon Tavkov Memvav Siv Dalin, Paskins, that you line to make B'chol HaMoed, the Suda's Bismil and the Suda's Pinyon HaBen. The Shulchan Aruch here, day is Simon Shin Hesif Yin Aleph, the Ramah brings 2 days if you can make a Pidyon HaBen Chol HaMoed. And he doesn't say clearly why not. If you look in the Daka Moshe and the Shach and the Gaon, they all say the reason why the Tzad not to is because Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. I think the Arzarua also holds away, because the Arzarua says the reason why you can make Bris Mila Tzad Ni'anuka and Pidyon HaBen, you don't have Tzad Ni'anuka. So there are 2 days about other celebrations on Chol HaMoed. L'maisa the Ramah says a minig is to be matir, and that's the mechab and that's in that way in Siman Tavkum Mevav. You let him make a sudas bismil and a sudas pinyon HaBen. Now something very interesting: the Kaf HaChaim there in Siman Tavkum Mevav and HaChaim brings a sefer Minchas Pidim. It's Rameir Arik, one of the big gedolim before the Melchama. He says he's mesuper. Can you make a Chanukah Zabayis on Chol HaMoed? And the Steichemid brings it down in Mereches Chol HaMoed. It brings a suffix. The suffix, if you can make a chukah zabayis on Chol HaMoed, and he says because it's mashmak sas that it's aser. The Minchas Pidim says because the Gemara says you can't make Shlomo Melech couldn't make a chanukas of bayis beregel. But he says, v'yesh l'chalek min chinuch bayis migdash l'shar sudas chinuch batim. That's the lashon in the minchas pitim. V'yesh l'chalek between chinuch bayis migdash and other sudas chanukas of bayis. I think it's a pella. V'yesh l'chalek. I think it's tumut imedamit. I saw there's a stechemen in Merechas Beis HaKnesses, a different place, even Tess, he danced, could you make a chanukas of a Beis HaKnesses? Then I hear a little bit more of a tzati medama, and he says, no, there was a gewaltige simcha. Not the same as the chanukas Beis HaKnesses, and Kolskin is not the same as the chanukas Havayis. I'm mentioning it. Also, the Sefer Chalamei Kilchasei brings the Sefer Chadushi Ma'ariv, it's from a God that was printed in 1936, but Al-Kabanim, he writes there, a suffix of my bar mitzvah. He says, a suffix. And what's a suffix? Because the Magen Avraham Siman Reishka Pesav Kan Dalet says, the mitzvah's last is sudas b'yayim bar mitzvah k'yayim sh'nichlis l'chupa. So maybe it's the same as a chasana. But the Sefer Chalamei Kilchasei says, the minig pashan is to be matter. And I think Shainim says, simchas is suin. Can't be medama other simchas. Also, if you make the simchas by mitzvah bay b'yayim, which normally people who make a chalamayin, it's pretty inconvenient. In sukkah, you have to make it in the sukkah, and in Pesach, you have to serve it with matzah. But people are doing it, it's probably bay b'yayim, so then you have the time of zman nekavua. Now, there's one simcha which is mafurish that it's also to make on chalamayin, which you don't make anymore, is a sudas erisin. The Gemara says in Daf Yechesim and Beis, you can't, you lana be ma'aris and ma'aris and make menu achet, but you now make a sudas erisin. Vaisis, when Taisis says, ein simcha el a sudas nesuin b'vad, the sudas erisin is also called, sudas nesuin. It's like part of the nesuin is the erisin, so the sudas erisin is also asr and chalamayit. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, it's in Matavkav Memvav, that two t'nam, it's only when you do the erisin at that time, and also it's a base to resasa. Let's say someone's Mekadosh and Isha, and then he makes a suda for his friends, not the base to resasa. I assume the Ikka is right that the Kala is not there. He's just making a suda for his friends, not with the Kala. So that's Mutter, he says. And who are then to make a suda, the base to resasa, but not Bashas Erisin? Let's say it's Ma'aris one day, and then makes a suda Bashas resasa a different day. Sounds like that's Mutter. The Taz, so l'chayr that's not a gay tas at all, because we do the erisin together with the nesuin. But the tas of kan beis has a meidik a chiddush that the sudas ksivas tanaim has a din of a sudas erisin and it's also a chalamayit. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the achrayim are nechlik on him, and they say he can't be medam ksivas tanaim to erisin. It's two different things. And the tas is another interesting thing. He says you can't be sayed with your kala the first time after the ksivas tanaim if that's beregel. The Chayetz Mamash of Furish and Shulchan Aruch not the way. Shulchan Aruch says that Lassus, Lissa Beis Vesasa Shleibash Has Erisin is Mutter. Even if you get a Medam and a Ksivit Stam to the Erisin, but it's only Beshas to Ksivit Stam. But the Mishnah Berurah says also interesting. He says, even according to the Taz, it's only a Suda. If you're just putting out cake and refreshments, then it's Mutter even Ladasa Taz. So the Chayetz Lafi Zeh, Laimit Bayet, that the Chayetz don't fashion like the Taz, and we fasten like the Achreinim, the Neman is Davka Eris and Naksivit Sram. But even like the Taz, to make the L'chaim on Chalamayin, or even the Vart on Chalamayin that we do, which we don't have an actual Suda, no one washes and sits down to a Suda, there's just refreshments, so may Allah be mutter even according to the Taz. Now, one other thing which is Negeite, Ma'arim Simcha B'Simcha, which is a Machlaikis, is are you allowed to get married on Purim? The Beis of Simon Tafrei Sanik Vod brings a Chuvah Sarajbam. It says the following. It says, Mistavin, it's mutter to get married on Purim, because the Samachta b'chagech is by Chagim, not by Purim. Purim's not a Chag. Are you going to save the time of Purim v'rivya? But he says, the Gemara says, M'shim yoy mechal l'mashi nishnafshe. And then he says, M'nyonim el l'holchim el l'hokal dimne abonin hei. So the Mechava passing is away in Sufches, and the Ramah also, that you want to get married on Purim, you can get married the night of Purim, Leil Yadalad, you can marry, Yoyim Yadalad, you can marry on Purim. So the Magen Avraham is a little bothered with the Rashba in Shasanta Kasha, and the Rashba says, "Mishum Yoy Mechad LeMashi Inish Nafshe." Rashi says, right, the Gemara is discussing why can you get married Erev Regel? Maybe he's going to try to wait till the Erev Regel. So the Gemara says, "No, Yoy Mechad LeMashi Inish Nafshe." Rashi says, because he'll only be able to get married Erev Regel if he misses the Erev Regel deadline he'll be missing the entire week. So Mimela, he won't count then, he'll make the Erev a regular, because he'll be afraid, he'll miss it, and then he'll miss the entire week. So he says, that doesn't apply to Purim. Because if he misses Purim, he can get married the next day. As a factor, I ain't sure what he says, but I think the Rashba Taka doesn't hold like Rashi. The Rashba holds at any time, it's just a one-day window, so people won't wait for it. If you have a seven-day vacation, so you push it off to that vacation. If you have only a one-day, so you don't push it off for it. It's about the Magen Avraham, L'mayis is Ma'ir, what am I to have a Ma'ir Simcha B'Simcha? You're saying, V'Samachta V'Chagecha V'Loi V'Shtecha Purim Zalachayim, you're saying, it's Lai Mashilei, it's Yai Mechan, fine. But what happened to the problem of Avei Ma'ir V'Simcha B'Simcha? So he says, that's the thing what the Rashba means when he says, Kevin binyanim elahochem elahochel dimne rabbanan hei. What does he mean? That ain't a chanami. According to the time of Eim, Arim, Simcha, Simcha, you wouldn't have a problem. But it's the rabbanan, so it can be mekel. But he says, l'maisa, we pass an Eim, Arim, Simcha, Simcha. I think it means like the Rambam, the Riff, and the Rosh, all pass an Eim, Arim, Simcha, Simcha. So mele, he passes the Magen Avraham, passes not like the Mechaber and the Ramah, that since we pass an Eim, Arim, Simcha, Simcha, so it's going to be aser, even on Purim. Now, the Akamesha brings, if we got to show some answers, the Akamesha brings that the Kolboy was Masufik. He brings also the Chuvis Mari Brin that holds this aser. And the Mari Vail says he can't even make opinion of Ben on Purim. And I guess he holds that he can't make opinion of Ben on Cholomayin either. But the Akamesha Lamaisa writes, Shoshomim is Kenim Shosom Maisa Lahatr. And he says like this. He says, once you don't have the time of a Samachna B'chagecha by Purim, so then you don't have the other time either, because Ladina lay pligi. The guy in Usa says that. The Mishmarusa brings a Dominic process to Yamata having a chasna on Purim.